Hey there, welcome to the College Investor Audio Show, and thank you so much for stopping by and being with us today as we take a look at how much it actually costs to do some SAT prep. But before we get to that, just a reminder to hit the subscribe button on the podcast so you're updated all the time. As we post new content, you will know. You can also check out thecollegeinvestor.com for all things finance and winning at money, like all things money. We're talking anything from investing to side gig, side hustles, to, of course, what we're talking about today, SAT prep cost. Again, that is thecollegeinvestor.com. All right, let's get to it. So test prep, can be a great tool for increasing your scores and, of course, effectively lowering your cost of tuition. But, yeah, it can sometimes be a financial burden of its own. After all, college is expensive. And the last thing you need is to rack up additional costs before actually attending your first class. Ugh. So, of course, the goal of test prep is to learn tips and tricks that can help maximize your time and performance on a college admissions test. Students are taught best practices for creating a study schedule, pacing themselves during the test, and using process of elimination to narrow down the answers. While it's not required, test prep can certainly help put you at ease on test day, and it's commonly correlated with higher test scores. So, just how much does test prep cost anyway? And what are your options? Which one's right for you? We answer these questions and more today. All right, so the average SAT test prep costs. When it comes to test prep, costs can range from like $20 for a single book you can buy online pretty much anywhere to more than $2,500 for individual tutoring. Why is test prep so expensive? Well, for one, there's a lot of demand for test prep because it boosts performance. And secondly, you're asking for the time of someone who's an expert in test design and score optimization. So that's going to come with a price. Fortunately, there are many, many options available to meet your price range while still providing the benefits of test prep. There's a bunch of variability in pricing and different types of test prep. Let's take a look at some of those. Self-guided test prep. If you do it yourself, it's, you know, rather inexpensive. Anywhere from free books to $50 per book. And the cost for 40 hours of prep, by the way, if you're doing it by yourself, is of course free. If you do use multiple books to prepare, it can be as much as $200. Online programs, kind of a moderate budget type, anywhere from $100 to $400 per course. And $100 to $2,800 is the cost for 40 hours of prep, just depending on the length of each course. In-person courses are very expensive, $800 to $1,800 per course. $800 to $3,600 for 40 hours of test prep, depending on the length of each course. And then one-on-one tutoring, which is the most expensive option, it can be anywhere from $40 to $200 per hour, which can range from $1,600 to $8,000 for 40 hours of prep. So let's break down those types of test prep currently offered. Independent study or self-guided preparation is a great option for anyone on a really limited budget, as well as those who are self-motivated and just kind of prefer to set their own pace. If you're good at this, just do it independently. The College Board, which is the group that administers the SAT, is really a great place to start because they share ample free resources online. They outline a study guide for students, complete with a timeline from now until test day, post-practice tests, and share materials for hosting your own study group. The College Board also partners with Khan Academy to provide a free digital SAT practice course, which was found to boost scores by at least 39 points. That's a big leap for those who studied a minimum of 6 hours. And you'll likely see a better result with even more studying, of course. But aside from this, there are several SAT study guidebooks available between $20 and $50. While some do cover the complete SAT, others focus on specific SAT subjects. A quick internet search, you might prefer Google, but I always use AltaVista. Remember that from 1998? Of course you don't. You probably weren't born yet. But there are tons of free practice tests you can take online. That's just one of four available for 2024. So don't overlook just a quick online search. At AOL, of course. But just keep in mind that success through independent study comes from building good habits and staying committed to your timeline. It's an effective way to increase your test score. But it's not the right option for everybody. A quick pro of using this method, by the way, if you're looking for resources on a budget or if you just want something to supplement your existing study plan, there are countless of free resources online plus blogs and forums where you can read about the path that led others to success on the SAT. And that brings us to some online courses. One price range up from independent study is just online prep. This is a good option for those who prefer a classroom-like experience at a lower cost. There are tons of online test prep offerings out there, and lots of really good ones. So we kind of helped narrow them down in an earlier article, which you can see at thecollegeinvestor.com, from the best for interacting with your instructors to the best for guaranteeing a high score. Guaranteeing, no joke. Prices for online courses can start as low as $100 and top more than $1,000. But keep in mind the added benefit you'll receive from having a more structured environment. Fortunately, online test prep courses are structured to help students learn as effectively as possible, and many offer unique ways to meet your personalized needs. For example, you may prefer to move through set material at your own pace, while someone else might want to tune into a live teaching session. These are just two common options available in an online prep curriculum. A quick pro of using this method is that if you're short on study time, online test prep could be your go-to. The material included in these courses is intended to help narrow your focus and get you across the finish line very quickly. And then we move on to in-person group learning. This is another option, which is great for students who want or need the extra push and level of accountability that comes with showing up to class. Having other people there helps. Like online prep courses, in-person learning takes you through a predetermined curriculum developed by SAT experts, meaning they'll know what you need to succeed. The only difference? You have to show up, of course. You'll sit through lectures, go through practice sets, and have a chance to work through questions with your classmates. The cost of an in-person course is slightly higher. You're receiving the dedicated knowledge and attention of an expert in real time, so it should be more expensive. You should expect to pay anywhere from $500 to $1,500 per course, depending on the length, location, and institution offering the program. A quick pro of this, in-person learning really opens up the opportunity to ask questions and then receive direct feedback and have one-on-one time with your instructor. It's amazing. It's well-researched that having an in-person learning experience increases your engagement with the material and can, of course, in turn, lead to a more successful outcome. And then there's private tutoring, the option at the highest end of the price range, private one-on-one tutoring. If you learn best by having direct in-person engagement with your instructor, yeah, this is going to be the option worth exploring. Billed by the hour instead of by the course, cha-ching, you can expect to pay hourly rates between $50 and $250 for a total of $1,000 or more. The total cost will, of course, depend on how many hours of exam prep you need. If you're struggling with the exam material and would benefit from training based on your individual strengths and weaknesses, private tutoring could make a difference in your test score. A quick pro here, private tutoring boasts an environment of motivation and, of course, accountability at the most extreme. So you're likely to get a higher quality of instruction out of each hour with a tutor than you would studying for several hours on your own. And let's take a look at how to offset your costs when you're taking a look at this. If your test prep sessions leave you strapped for cash, there are a few ways you might be able to lower your costs. While these really don't apply to everybody, this is just a short list to give you a good head start on this. Number one, register early. The SAT registration fee is $60. Additional costs add up quickly. By registering early on, sticking with your initial test center, and refraining from canceling a test date, you can save at least $80. Number two, apply for a fee waiver. If you need some financial assistance with the cost of registration, review the criteria and then talk to a school advisor about whether you can have your SAT fee waived. Three, utilize the option to send free reports. Each time you take the SAT, you can send your score to up to four schools at no additional cost. You also have 9 days after your test date to utilize this perk, but after that, there's going to be a fee. Number four, self-report your scores. At the time of application, some universities allow you to self-report your SAT. You'll still need to submit your official test score from the College Board, but you can download it from your account for free. Number five, consider some other discounts and packages. To get the best bang for your buck on test prep, ask your tutor or learning center if they'll offer a discount for booking multiple sessions all at once. A lot of times, it'll be a pretty good package. So is test prep worth it? All that said, the cost to attend college becomes more expensive every single year. I'm sure you know this. But colleges continue to offer merit-based scholarships. One of the best ways to receive scholarships is to demonstrate your aptitude for rigorous college curricula via strong test scores. And you guessed it, test prep can certainly help increase your score if you need it. That being said, though, your test score isn't the only factor taken into consideration when you apply to college, of course. And test prep isn't really guaranteed to increase your test score at all. However, if you're struggling with the exam material, it's certainly worth talking to someone about your options for improvement. Just remember that at the end of the day, it all comes down to how much work you're willing to put in. That's pretty much the case for everything in life, isn't it? If you are realistic with your budget, the amount of time you can commit, and what you expect to gain from test prep, you should be in good shape to get started. Don't be afraid to shop around a little bit to find something that really works for you. And that wraps up our show for today. Thank you so much again for stopping by. If you want to dive in a little bit deeper into test prep and everything about the SAT, even the ACT and some other college-level tests you can take, check out thecollegeinvestor.com. You can also ask us questions, get to know us. We'd love to get to know you too and help you along in your journey. You can just follow us all over social media. Pretty much wherever you are, we're there too. Just search for The College Investor and you'll find us. Thanks again for stopping by today, and we'll talk to you again real soon.